Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL on the one.
Swoosh.
All right, bro, so hear me out. We're potting tonight. It's Thursday night. I'm live streaming on Twitch tomorrow, Friday. We're potting again Wednesday night next week before Game Week 38. I'll go live again on Twitch on Saturday before Game Week 38. Then we have a post-mortem pod, and then we're done. Like, a couple weeks off, and then we start potting for next season already? Like, how are we? This is crazy. This all just dawned on me today. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous about the pod tonight because we were supposed to get on at 8:30, like 8:30 p.m. deadline for the pod, and I almost missed it.
Yeah. It's a late start. It's a late start.
Oh, you missed that one over your head. We'll get there later.
It did. Oh, fuck. God damn it.
The preseason's going to be totally dependent on when the game releases, because we're not doing anything until the game releases, yeah, other than the postmortem. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll just, that's it for that. But otherwise, yeah, we still got some more pods, you know?
Not many.
Not many. Few.
Few. All right. Yeah. Interesting times. Well, yeah, so that segues nicely into me missing the deadline for the week. But I'm on a little green. The lore, that fail lore of missing the deadline and then still doing well, played into my hands. It was actually only a net gain of 1 point, which is
more than zero.
It's more than zero, but I thought after that Willian/Chelsea disaster, I thought it was going to be a lot more in the positive that I forgot and missed the deadline and fucked everything up and didn't make my moves. But here I am. I didn't make my moves, and now I have 2 free transfers. So, you know. Some guys got some points. Captain Vardy came through, even though he should have had more. You know, Egan auto subbing in with a nice zero for me, as usual. You know, Pooley, Tony, Jim, whole Jim from you was really good. That's basically it. Vardy is the big, like, it's really lucky that I had him as my cap to begin with. But then once I got there, and it's ridiculous that he only had 1 return, like at minimum of 2 would have been much more fair, with the upside of like 3 or 4 is not even crazy. So
yeah, like 2 assists probably would have been a little more fair. He was good today. Leicester were good. I mean, it was all fucking Thompson. It was Thompson plus 10, basically, was the game I watched. I don't know about you. Yeah.
I've been referencing Kaylee a lot lately, but he had a good tweet when he posted the XG, and he just said, Leicester defy the gods of narrative and just play real good football. Because they just owned. Like,
yeah, they were good.
Better than Sheffield United, who most people don't destroy them. And they just, like, dominated and were great.
I mean, this was what we were kind of talking about. For me, with Slack was like, with Leicester, they do this once every 2 or 3 months. And then I don't watch their next week. And then I catch bits of the next one. And I, like, then all of a sudden, they've been bad. And then that's when I buy the players or something.
Yes, and that is your
that's
style.
That's my saga with this team, so I'm not going to read too much into it. But
it's a lesser lore.
I mean, Iose had really good movement. Vardy was kind of pulling wide and creating a lot, which is unusual for him. And Tielemans was playing well. And even though they had Wes Morgan and fucking Ryan Bennett, they were still solid. And new kid was actually good.
Yeah, he was actually way better than Fuchs or Albrighton at wingback. So I don't know what it took for Broad to open his eyes and evaluate that. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. Vardy's XA of 1.91 is like
one of the
highest I've ever seen of any player.
Yeah.
Like, I think Kev one time maybe hit over 2 in like an 8-0 route or something like that. But like, Jesus, that's crazy high.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why we're talking about Leicester, but we are. Oh, because of Vardy.
Captain Vardy.
Wait, so I want to know more information and details about missing the deadline, because I know the weakers. So it's Norwich. Okay, well, then simplify it for me.
It's so simple. I explained it to someone on Slack today, because they were like, I think it was Jason. He was like, oh, for once it pays to like sleep.
Yes, Jason or?
No. Jason Diaz, Ledge. Yeah. He was like, yeah. For once it pays to sleep through the deadline. I was like, no, dude, I didn't sleep till 3 p.m. I woke up
Wait a minute. Whoa. How are you taking offense to that comment? Because you do that all the time.
I'm taking offense to that comment because I posted lineup lambs at like 11 a.m.
Oh, fine.
I woke up, wrote lambs, posted it, had multiple conversations with you about like what my movie should be, pay attention to leak, blah, blah, blah. Next step is the problem step. Look at my phone, set my alarm, 2:45 p.m., easy, right before the deadline, no problem. Deadline.
So what you're not saying is Jopo.
Yeah, and then I Jopo'd, passed back out, woke up at 3 p.m. Deadline was at 2:15. I just fucked it. I just totally fucked it. How innocent did I DM you on Slack at 2:45 exactly? And it was just like, yo, were there any leaks yet?
I checked, and I was like,
oh, leak? Great. Gonna go make the move. And it was like, game's updating. And I was like, wait, what? Fuck. Yeah. Fuck!
All right.
It was kind of funny, kind of bad.
That gain of 1 point. There you go.
Yeah, it could win me absolutely nothing, so that's good. how about you? How are you doing this week?
Just another red in paradise for me. Mo, I mean, I just bit on Mo against, you know, the left side or the right, the left side of Arsenal's defense, and it was ridiculous. He was okay. He was just off it.
Yeah.
They're just whatever. I don't know. Bob hit the post. I mean, Giroud came in. Captain Foden. Dude, Foden was real bad. Really upset to see that.
Giroud is another episode of things you had to see. Giroud is another same as Vardy. Like, how he didn't triple return, I just don't even know. Like,
I know. It's like I've been spinning the wheel on these just, like, hit for funsies guys. And, like, last week with Benteke, obviously, it's a joke. Like, it's all a fucking meme at this point with him and missing the goal. But he had 7 shots in the box against Villa. Like, that's a lot of shots. And then, obviously, the red card. Like, cool. Thanks, bro. And then Drew had, like, 8 this week in the box. So I at least feel like I'm picking guys who have potential of getting points and not getting, you know.
I agree with
whatever.
That.
Whatever. So, you know, that's a thing, and then pools. I mean, I didn't get any points. Whatever, dude. No points. The United clean was nice, because I was kind of, that was one thing I was trying to look at in Lambs about, like, what would have been acceptable to me with double United defense. And right now, since the restart, I mean, they're on 4 from 7. I mean, if they finish on 5 clean from 8, that's really good.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think that'll be, in hindsight, not that bad. It's maybe a little bit worse because, you know, we're talking about Martial and Greenwood. I mean, we'll see when the chips fall, and even Rashford to a lesser extent. But, I mean, they're all outscoring the defenders. But, you know, for more money.
It's the same as me with Ederson, right? It's like Ederson's been great value. I've gotten a lot of cleans out of him. But the problem is the other player that I'm getting instead of a City attacker is not nearly as good. Like, I'm not hitting on that player. It's like Like, who is your guy that would be another United attacker? I guess it's, like, Mo and, like, Bob or Giroud, you know, one of them, and they would be a lot better. But
yeah, it would have been Rashford.
If we hit the other player, then the value is correct, and we made good calls. But, yeah, that's hard. Hitting the right player, hard thing to do.
Yeah, captain was really bad this week. I was really, really surprised by City's performance, because this was genuinely the first...
Yeah, it was.
Performance since the restart that they were just like totally beach. Like, this is that was the game I thought they would be doing all the time.
When
we were talking about the restart.
When we were talking about teams they've had nothing to play for. Yeah.
Yeah. They've had the same amount to play for today as they did when they played Arsenal home, you know, first game of the double game week. And they just decided to not really do anything today. And I don't really have time for it was the B team argument. It's the same team they played Burnley, beat them 5-0. Like, it's.
Right.
It's no different, right? So that was a little upsetting thing today.
Yeah. It's totally like unpredictable also, which is very frustrating for fantasy.
Yeah. Tough week, bro.
It was a really low scoring tough week. And top 10 K average right now is 50, so it's like pretty low.
Yeah.
Housekeeping. So shout out to the cup winner, Patrick Dowling, aka Morning Wood. barely edging Wolfie out for the title. What a cup run. He was the number four seed at a group stage. High seed, just insane. The idea of winning the FMLFL Cup is just so ridiculous to me.
So what did we decide on the prize? The jersey and other shit or what?
I think it's a kit with whatever kit he wants with whatever name on it.
Did you hit him up?
No, I haven't hit him up. I just looked today, but that's fucking great job by him. The last guy got Last guy got the Chelsea kit with FMLFPL Cup name on the back and number one.
Yeah, Auden.
It's so good. Shout out to the FMLFPL Prize League Mug League leader for July so far, Jake Atchery, aka Can I Borrow a Feeling? Okay, and then shout out to the still leader of the FMLFL Public League as of now. Obviously, it's still Alexander Antonov. He's fifth OR, 25 points off of first overall in the world, and he still has Antonio and Crestwell to go tomorrow, so keep flying.
Wow, that's a lot of players left.
Dude, yeah, if those guys come through, he could cut that lead significantly and actually have his eye on the prize, number one overall.
All right, cool.
All right, bro. So a lot of people are planning on free hitting in game week 38. Therefore, a lot of people wrote in about punts for this game week, which is kind of fun.
Did you see PVA fucking dislocated his shoulder?
Oh, I was actually...
He's out, like, maybe till next year.
He was down for a good, 10-plus minutes, but I didn't know what happened.
He's fucked.
Damn. I mean, honestly, surgery. I'm kind of... thankful that it's that, because it seemed like he couldn't breathe or move his neck or anything the way they were treating him. So I thought it was going to be a lot more serious.
Fucking Dutch pussy.
Anyway, he would have been a good punt, but another 1 week punt. So AJ Balski, Barrick, Jesse, Rory, all looking for 1 week punts before free hitting next week. And Elron Cupboard said, I'm looking for a defender for a 1 week punt before free hit. I got a couple injuries. Would have to start Kiko versus City if he doesn't get a punt in, so I don't know.
That's not a great start.
Yeah, you're not looking good there.
I'm not
looking
to do that.
So, I mean, I guess it's kind of a fun place to start to just talk about some punts for the week, maybe. I don't know.
Well, sure. I mean, do you want to start with the back and then go forwards?
I haven't thought about the back at all, but Burnley's entire back and front line are probably worth a shout because they're playing fucking Norwich. So
yeah, that's a good place to begin. I mean, they play Saturday morning, first game on the telly. Yeah, you got to be confident with anyone playing Norwich. I mean, they were pretty pantsy against Chelsea.
It's so funny. Yeah, people are like, they put up a gutsy performance. I'm like, no, the ball just didn't go in the back of the net. They were fucking horrible.
I didn't think Chelsea were good, for one thing. But
I'm talking about Norwich.
No, that's fair. I mean, they did put in, they almost got 0.1 XG on the game, but not quite. So, they're all sorts. So, yeah, Burnley's certainly the number one. Tarko looks good.
Yeah.
And, I guess McNeil.
Pope, Wood.
Goalkeeper. Yeah, Pope, Wood, McNeil. Probably about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if J-Rod's going to start, but...
You could see, Goodmanson having a fucking 18-pointer. Someone, totally weird. Do bits.
I mean, it's good to know that Wood's on pens, right? So it's not like some rando midfielder
was
taking
that
the pens from him or something.
First pens? Did Barnes get one in, game week 5 or something?
Maybe, I don't know. But it was... The pen was a thing of beauty. It was the most emphatic dong of his life after missing an insane sitter, wide open net. That Patricio came out and was just totally out of position, wide open net. He misses it.
So do we like Burnley for best tip? If you're just totally punting, that's where to go?
Yeah, I love them for a clean and I love Wood. I'm not sure I don't feel strongly about any of those midfield guys, but everyone's a good pick for Norwich.
It sucks that J-Rod got hurt because he was looking really good.
Him and Wood would be just such a good pairing, be so confident in them.
McNeil's fucking fun too, though, even though he hasn't scored a goal. He's 2 goals. He's kind of shitty, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's good. He could do stuff.
Barnsley will probably draw another pen. He's a good pick.
Southampton, I mean, Ings is very obvious and not a pawn, but Stewie should be in thoughts.
I'm really far away from into Southampton this weekend. Like 2 days rest, Bournemouth. You know, they're going to be. He still has them playing. You know, I mean,
yeah.
What about
Bournemouth then?
I mean, that's ridiculous. They're still bad, but. I just don't like targeting. Why, you think like Stan or something like a madness like that?
Stan or King? I don't think it's terrible. They actually have been playing really well and just like very much outplayed Man City. Yes, Man City are on the beach. Yes, B team, like whatever. But they did that. And the week before that, they completely murdered Leicester. I don't know.
No, I mean, it could be crazier puns. You could talk me into it. I guess one thing I am thinking about is maybe their midfield's a little tired, like JWP and Redmond's been playing a lot, and you know, Ings is whatever, but yeah, I don't know, I guess. But if you're punting, like, you know, how many spots do we have? I still like Burnley more against Norwich, because Norwich are Norwich.
But do you like Burnley's midfielders who are all kind of like not attacking and don't put up points much more than like a Brooks punt or something? I don't know. I think I kind of prefer Brooks.
Brooks?
I'm just talking. Or Stan. Stan's looked really good.
He might not even start Stan. He's so dumb.
I mean,
you didn't start Stan against Leicester. He's his fucking best player. He doesn't start him all the time.
But then he came on and won the game and started versus City. So,
like, I almost feel like I'd rather have, like, Trossard or something against Newcastle, who are actually beached and really bad, or something like that.
That's another good punt. Yeah.
Oh my god, there are too many punts. Punts everywhere.
Well, because then there's all the Newcastle guys too. I mean, I've been shouting Gale for like a month now. He's still good.
You like Gale? I mean, I like Sheffield defense a lot this week. I like Wolves defense a lot. Everton's fucking ridiculous. Barely scored today, but they've scored like one goal in the last seven games.
Yeah, I mean, DCL really should have had a couple today, and he fucked up.
Yeah, but Palace, we can't score.
Shefty and Wolves are like, yeah. I think if I were free hitting this week, I'd probably just six at the back between Sheff and Wolves.
Well, okay, so, but what do we do about Man City? Because they have the weekend game. Do we expect them to go strong against Watford, because there's going to be a time off and they only have two games left in the league? Or like, is it Dilv time? Because he could play Tuesday. He could play the next two. He's seven, right? He's like the same price.
I think it is Dilv time. Yeah. I mean, we should just mention the FA Cup for people who don't know. Arsenal, Man City on Saturday, Man United versus Chelsea on Sunday, which means their FPL matches, they each have 2 days off. So we know United are going to play the strongest 11, and Chelsea are going to play their strongest 11 because they have to win and they're in a race. But yeah, City, yeah, I mean, I feel like it is Dilf time. I mean, I definitely 100,000,000% expect him to start in game week 38, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it makes a lot of sense for him to start on Tuesday too, right? Because he's not part of their strongest 11, so we don't expect him to play in the FA Cup.
The only thing I think is, like, maybe he doesn't want him to get injured the second to last game or something, and he wants him to go. I mean, there's no people in the stands, so it doesn't matter. I don't know.
Well, the funny thing is going to be in Game Week 38 when he gets subbed off in the 21st minute and gets a fake crowd noise round of applause.
the stoppage plus eight or stoppage plus 3 minutes or something. Can I just say, I don't like going through all the fixtures and just naming the attacking players we like on the teams and the good fixtures.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I mean, feel like this is really bad content.
We did a lot of the punts. We don't have to go back to the punts, right?
All right, good. Yeah, I want to stop doing this right now.
Let's stop doing it right now, but we should still talk about the FA Cup teams, though. So, I mean, what do we expect from City? Everyone has triple City right now. I mean, so, I mean, I guess I kind of want to pivot this to free hit again, because it's like, would you rather, what I'm thinking just live on the pod right now is like, would you rather have your triple United, triple City, each on 2 days rest with an FA Cup match in between versus West Ham and Watford, or would you rather have your triple with more information on 5 days rest in Game Week 38 versus Leicester and Norwich? Do you know what I mean? If we were to free hit this week instead. Is this actually sleeper amazing week to free hit?
Maybe.
It's kind of actually good, right?
I think the more issue is not the rest and more the fixtures. Like, a lot of people have Chelsea and Wolves players and Man United play Leicester. I don't know if that's where you want to be.
Yeah, you know? I mean, the fixture for Man United against West Ham is a lot better than Leicester, but the one for City against Watford with
City's
rotation.
Oh, well, it's not the same, but yeah.
No, because we expect rotation, right? We expect Dilve and whoever else to probably play. And like,
well, I don't know if I do expect rotation. I'm saying, like, he just rotated, so I think that he could play his first team for the next three games. I just think Dilve is the one that could come in for whoever the fuck in the midfield three. Like, it's whatever. Rodri doesn't play or some piece of shit. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah. I don't know. Looking at it now, I'm just like, five days rest for game week 38. Like, we know loosely all of, we'll know what all of the lineups are. Then there's also this week, like, could be injuries or weird shit in the FA Cup, which is post deadline. I'm just like, wow, maybe I want to free it this week. I don't know.
It's not fun. Don't do something that's not fun.
It's not fun to free hit this week?
38, it's fun. When we're all sitting down together, holding hands, when all the games start at the same time.
It'd be kind of fun if I just did it on stream tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. Or you could also just do it on stream next week.
Yeah, that's also true. Also true. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. These last pods are just going to be soon. Well, all right. Enough of that shit. So let's talk about some forwards. We got some forward questions as usual because forwards are all terrible. So Bad Homburg said, is it time to be hurt by OBS again? Two decent fixtures to finish off. D-Beck said, who are the best two strikers to get for the last two fixtures? And then Alexander's asking about Kane versus OBS. So it's the same fucking shit
Kane?
Every week. Oh, yeah, dude. Kane. After his explosion this week of two shots, two goals.
Well, two weeks is a hard one because, I mean, I still feel like Wood is actually good. They play Brighton in the last week. Yeah, I do still like that pick.
Yeah.
I don't... For two? I mean, City, whatever, like Jesus, okay, like, cool, bro.
Yeah, he's great.
I don't think I see anyone else. Do you?
I mean, Kane has been playing... He just played well in the sense that he got two sitters for himself, but... Leicester and Palace?
I mean, I don't have time. I don't want that.
I don't want that.
I mean, OBS, Arsenal. I mean, they have Villa and Watford. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
If you have money to lump on a dude, you go there.
I feel like a lot of people do because no one's touching their midfields, right? So it's like people have like they're kind of settled with their defenders, they're kind of settled with their midfields, and then they just have like a weird forward line they have to spend. Like me with Vardy, I'm just like, I don't know, should I make him OBS? Maybe I could. Like I could do anything with OBS and Jim this week. I could get anyone.
I think you just keep Vardy, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he did play really well.
Yeah.
His last two are Spurs and Man United. I mean, well 38 doesn't count, but...
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Spurs this week. But they're kind of tight defensively, though.
Yeah, that's true. But they suck.
Yeah. Are there any other forwards you like? I mean, there's not that many.
Ings.
Obviously, Ings.
I mean, Sheffield United 38 is kind of not that good, and he's on... He's on back-to-back 2 days rest. I mean, he's a fucking old man, kind of. His body is. So I don't have too many hopes for him against Bournemouth. I'm not going to lie about that.
I think he's good to go. He looked great again today. He can play Bournemouth, then he gets 5 days off or whatever. Like, almost a full week off before Sheffield United, who we thought were back, and then they got absolutely decimated by Leicester. So, I don't know.
Decimated.
Yeah. I think Ings is pretty obvious and good.
I'm just worried about Ings on another two-dayer against a team that's going to be actually fighting for their lives. I feel like that's going to be a tough game. Bournemouth.
Cook and Lloyd Kelly going to shut them down.
Well, City barely scored against them, so...
Yeah. Yeah, there's not that many other forwards, though. Honestly, not.
Yeah.
Rash was fantastic today.
Yeah, I missed the game, but you were saying Rash was good, huh?
He was so good. Greenwood? Green was garbage. Garbage today and garbage last game. Straight terrible. He had one really good chance and completely fucked the shot and was completely anonymous otherwise.
So what, I mean, I don't watch United like that closely and I don't, you know their tactics that much, but, you know, I kind of get the vibe that he sort of floats in and out and pops up when the ball kind of falls in that like half space or gets on a counter, but he doesn't like influence the play too much. Like their plan is usually, I feel like, to go through Rashford sort of down the left. Is he just the kind of guy right now where he just takes what he finds, or what's the deal with him?
I don't know. I think he's still really good, and I still think he's a good pick, and especially for his age, he's beyond really good. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, he just doesn't have that like kind of Rashford, I'm going to beat three guys and progress the ball all the way down to the final third thing about him, but he's really good on the ball. He can pick a pass with his left foot. He can like turn, hold off a guy. It seems like his movement is really good, like striker's movement, cutting in sort of thing. Like I don't think it's a coincidence that he finds himself on the end of a lot of loose balls. Like that's a skill.
Yeah.
I think he's still really good. But you know, whatever planet he was on, you know, 3 weeks ago or whatever, it seems to have completely left that.
He left that planet.
Yeah, I mean, he's no longer better than Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. That's where I would put him. Probably third on the list.
Okay. Third.
Yeah. Messi, like then Ron, and then Greenwood. Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna be an interesting and difficult pricing for the Towers next season, dude.
That's the most interesting price of all current players.
I mean, I think there's a few. I mean, it's position, but like Rashford, I think is really interesting. What position they're going to put him at, and like Werner coming in, and
new players are always like more interesting. But of the current players,
we've been talking about Foden a lot in Slack.
Oh yeah, Foden and Greenwood. I mean, that's not a coincidence. They're the two like young up and comers, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking a lot about Kevin, too. I mean, how high are they going to go with him?
Well, let me see. Let me click his game log and see what he's been doing lately. So I bought him in Game Week 33. He's got me 1-7-3-0. So I don't know, probably like 7-5 or something because he's garbage. That's probably where I'd put him.
Yeah. 7-5. Good call.
Fucking Kevin, dude.
Do you think they're going to keep Raz really high?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like what? Like 11?
Like, same as this year.
Well, he was 12 this year. They can't keep him at fucking 12.
I don't know. I don't see a reason why not, really.
He's only on 22 returns right now.
I know, but...
32 last year. They're going to keep him at the same price.
I think that what he's done since the restart is like, hey, guys, I'm still Raz. I just had a weird year. You know, and then... Because, like, he's been doing... This is what we expected from him all season. This is why I started with him, you know?
Yeah.
And he's been insane since the restart. Six goals, three assists lately,
but
I just think that is like fuel to be like, okay, yeah, we actually correctly evaluated him and he just had a weird off year for the first 29 weeks and now he's back.
I think 12's pretty steep though, dude.
I don't know.
Okay. I hope not. I don't know. He's going to be in no teams if he's 12, basically, though. That's the thing.
He'll be in my team.
Whoa. Are you're into him for a game week one team?
I mean, I had him game week one this year for a reason.
Yeah, well, you and everyone else, but things are different now.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen enough to be like, yeah, he's just normal Raz and had a weird year. That's where I'm coming from in that price call.
So
I mean, like, I mean, Mo I'm, too, right? Like Mo has less returns than last year. Like I don't know why they'd lower his price.
So he's where do you go? Because, I mean, basically, if you're telling me, yeah, 12 again, Raz, I want him. Where are you going with him on the pantheon of, like, you like him more than Mo, or it's like you're going to try and do the same thing as this year, like the two of them, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, I just still think they're the best two guys, I guess. But, you know, Kevin's going to give him a good run for his money. What's Kevin going to be, 11-5 or something? 12? On pens?
He's going to be a lot.
Yeah. So
it's going to be my like wife ASIC. Just peeked in. It's not good here at the house.
Why? What's going on?
The baby's not happy. He started doing this new thing where he sleeps, and then we put him in the bassinet where he's been sleeping for a long time, and he screams his fucking head off.
Ah, interesting.
Oh, I'm hearing things that you don't want to hear. It's bad. I don't know what to do.
All right, so check us out. Like, what do we do? Do we have to end the pod or something? I don't know.
No, I think she was just looking at me to be like, hey, this is great.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to just take over when we're done.
I mean, it's kind of going to be a short pod anyway because...
I mean, we're talking about 2022.
We're talking
about
next season already, and there's not that many questions. So should we just jump to questions, or is there more shit you want to talk about?
I do want to talk about the premiums for next year, but maybe we can save that till later.
Yeah, I think we can save that for a postmortem.
Okay.
All right, let's go to questions. Ryan Hemmings, bottom of the barrel time to eat dice with Burnley for the last two, and Al said is wood essential. So we kind of covered this already, but yeah, I mean, wood is essential, clearly, right? Mm-hmm. The first essential there's ever been in FPL.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, next. SK and Will H. SK said, I need a final Salah versus Mane, debate versus Chelsea, and Will H said, is a Mane and Mo double up a punt to consider?
So what are you kind of viewing this Chelsea game coming up? I mean, you guys got a nice rest now.
I don't know, 3-3 or something.
Like, you think it'll just be goals?
Yeah, I mean, I've been banging this drum for a while now, and I've been supported by the results of Liverpool that like they're completely and utterly on the beach. Like they're still playing like decently going forward, you know, because they're just really good players playing with freedom, but.
Yeah.
They keep making defensive mistakes. They're just like lackluster. Yeah. There was a really good tweet that was like, Liverpool are playing as if they strolled to the title and are now playing the remaining games in empty stadiums. It's like, yep.
It's almost as if that's what's happening.
Yep. So, I mean, I expect the same. I mean, it'll maybe be a little intensity at first and then probably a drop off and probably some goals. Yeah.
So do you, the thing that I keep thinking about is them compared to City since the restart. And, you know, how do you view this as like a Liverpool fan or just an FPL that when the... It's just free and easy, like whatever. Like, okay, the squad is deeper for City, but Klopp's been playing pretty much first teams for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, limping, really limping and struggling over the line. 1-1 at home against Burnley, you know, lost to Arsenal. Villa performance was dire, still managed 2-0, you know, did Brighton 3-1 back on the back of Mo, kind of heroics. But, you know, what do you make of that?
They're on the beach. I don't know what else to say. Like they're.
But I'm just saying, like, just comparison point. Like, cause City been on the beach too. I don't think he's really able to motivate them to like play the FA Cup fucking quarterfinal or whatever. Right? Like they have Champions League in like 2 months.
Yeah.
But they're they're both basically red carpet shitty teams coming to play.
Yeah, it's probably just to me, it's probably just like a stylistic difference. Like, there's a lot more variance when you're a team that wins 1-0s and 2-0s and 2-1s than a team that wins 5-0s. Okay. And that's why every model on earth still says City are the best team in the world, even though Liverpool just walked to the title.
Yeah,
you know, and that's why they're going to be the favorite for next year too, because of the variance. And Liverpool play on such an edge that like they need perfection at the back to win the title. That's what they need to do the season, to have the season that they had. Whereas the way City played,
Lovren's been hurt a lot and they've still been okay. So I don't agree with that.
Yeah. There's different types of perfection. Whereas City like don't require perfection because they just completely and utterly dominate everyone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they just leave.
They just require a stony boy.
Yeah, I mean, like somehow they can still lose 1-0 to Southampton this season, and they clearly have an Achilles heel, and their center backs are garbage. But
well, one of their center backs is good; the rest of them are garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The grouping is bad, and then every other game they just stomp basically.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, they're really good. I mean, I've been saying all year, everyone's like. Every Liverpool fan on earth, they'll tweet at me like, is this the best team ever? Like, blah, 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 blah. I say to everyone, I think the best team ever is Pep's Man City. And then the best team this season was Liverpool. That's just how it is.
It's pretty amazing that there's no City defender that hit the 100-point threshold yet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, that's David Luiz territory. That's just really not many. It's weird. Yeah.
How many teams don't have a 100-point defender?
I'm sure a lot, but I'm not going to figure it out right now.
Well, I'm clicking through an Arsenal, Aston Villa, Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot, but Jesus, that's really bad. Ederson, though. Yeah.
He's good.
14 cleans. Solid. Jack Healy, do the ball... Oh, wait. So are we supposed to talk about Mane versus Mo? Those were the actual questions. I don't fucking know, dude. I mean, they're both great. They're both great players. I thought Mane was Liverpool's best player in the last match, so maybe that's what you do.
What are you viewing about that for next year? Because I do feel like Mane very, very, very significantly cut the gap between what Mo was up to the last couple. Do you think they're going to be priced like similar? Like, who do you prefer?
They should just be priced the same, right?
Like both 12.
Yeah, right. I mean, like,
or both 11.
Why split hairs on those?
Yeah,
like they're both elite. They both play for the same teams. Like,
so same price game week one. What are you looking at next year? If you're going to get a Liverpool mid,
I'd still go Mo. Why? And he just shoots more. He has better stats. He creates more, and he's on pens. I mean, it's just the basics.
He gets like the 3 pens a year that Liverpool get.
Yeah, seriously. But it's just the basics, right? I mean, that's all I would do.
But that goes against like kind of what you were talking about a lot this year about how the defenses were like kind of overloading on Mo, and Mane was getting the free space, and Mane was finding the space and getting the goals. So you're kind of back off that.
Trent passing to Mane versus Rabo passing to Mo. Yeah.
And Rabo, it's not close. You don't.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought about it extensively. I'm just on the spot right now. But
yeah, I mean, that's
maybe
that's pod partner time.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I am, like, doubling back incorrectly on what I was thinking earlier in the season. It's clearly just Mane, but...
See, this is something I would put in my fucking note, but that's just too far away. I can't reach it over here. It's okay. I feel so much calmer because the baby stopped crying, and my wife's not, like, going to kill me when I open the door, so it's
That's
so
fantastic
good.
News.
It feels so good. I just needed his passy.
You just needed his pacifier.
I don't know if he needed a passy.
He probably couldn't find it, yeah?
Well, he can never find it if it's not in his mouth. He's so fucking dumb, but, you know, whatever.
Hopefully whoever wins the cup wants a Palace jersey with Damo Walsh on the back. Future Palace legend. I don't know. That's a really, really, really tough one for next season. For this season, I think it's an absolute coin flip. For one match, you're trying to pick which guy's going to do well. Flip a fucking coin. What's the actual deal with Bob this year?
Because it's
He can't finish. He just can't finish.
He lost it for some reason. He just temporarily lost his mind.
I think he's just
having
the year from hell. I mean, he's hit the post so many times. He has 0 goals at Anfield. He's 8.28 under his XG.
8.28 under.
Yeah, that's okay. Like...
Yeah, he's like very, very, very high on the my game week one list.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. A buy low guy?
He's if he goes back down to 8.5, I'm probably going to be all over him next year. He's my kind
of
guy.
And none of his numbers are down at all.
Yeah.
Except his finishing is just hell.
Yeah.
And he's usually overperforming his XG as a good finisher, and he's just having the year from hell. He could be a huge, huge buy low. Walsh is now adding Bob to his notes, and his face is away from the microphone right now. I'm watching him on Zoom add Bob to his notes. I don't know what else he's adding other than just Bob, but he's clearly adding a lot of things. I think it's handwritten.
Yeah. You're gonna be so happy. Everyone's gonna be.
I'm gonna be so happy when
I can unleash that.
I can't wait for you to fireside chat me about your notes. That's the dream right there.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah. This week, coin flip. You agree? Mane versus Mo. 1 week.
Well, hang on 1 minute. Who are they playing? Chelsea. I mean. They're not going to play Marcos A. That would be fucking insane. So if they're putting Reece James at the at right, I mean, maybe Mane. That might be enough for me to go Mane.
Okay.
Because if Aspill is going to be, and they're going to be doubling with like Aspill and one of the mids on the DMs on Mo.
You know what? You're on to something. I just pulled up the numbers. Yeah. Since restart, they've conceded 10 chances from the left, 10 chances down the middle, and 23 chances from the right. There you go. Mane time.
Yeah. Then there you go. So good. Good.
Good job by you. Jack Healy, do the balls feel it's Redder's time?
So, see, this is the problem, right? I don't like another 2-day off for them at all.
I know, it's really bad.
Redmond hasn't, he plays 90 every, I mean, he's obviously a fit boy, but he's been playing 90 every game. So I don't like it. I don't. I really don't. Okay. I'm probably going to free hit him against Sheffield United because it's just ridiculous. I haven't had him all year, so... I'm ready for that one, you know, definitely ready for that one, but otherwise I just don't think it's the week. Because he sat Stewie, right? So, you know, Stewie's gonna come back in
for sure.
He might throw, you know, Schlong or Obafemi. He might do something weird. I'm not sure what he's gonna do, but I don't.
Yeah,
like,
Redmond I truthfully really isn't nailed look. If you think about it. Yeah,
no, not this week. Not at for all, this for sure week. Not. Yeah, for sure not.
I mean, fucking Højbjerg was playing right back this week.
Dude, so if Southampton have a good slate of opening fixtures next year, we're gonna be plumping.
They're a good team.
They're a good team. They're gonna be like the best team with players that are all under 7 million.
Yeah, something like that. Højbjerg's gonna be on Spurs.
Do they have money, or are they still paying like Elie Nussey and shit?
I think they're gonna get money because everyone's saying Højbjerg's gonna go to Spurs. So hopefully they buy some fullbacks.
That's so upsetting. Is that really happening?
That's what everyone says. Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Hopefully they buy some fullbacks, and then we can trust them other than just their forwards. I don't know. Last question is: I mean, we already talked about this, but maybe we should say something about it. Kurt says, who do you see starting from City? I lost at the big roulette with Foden. Who do we place our bets on for 37? Other than Dilv, do you feel strongly about anyone for 37? I feel like it's ridiculous and I can't call it.
I mean, I feel like it's going to be a strong team. I think it's going to be like front three. Jesus, yeah. Raz, Jesus and Mahrez, Kevin, yeah. Dilv, you know, Rodri, you know, someone holding, and then the normal back four. Maybe, you know, maybe he makes one or two changes to the back four, depending, you know, I mean, again, they have a week off between, you know, 37, 38. So I think it's going to be strong. I don't okay. see a reason why, because this is the kind of thing with him, right? He rested everyone this game so that he could play the last three competitive games of the season before they'll probably have the final, but before the UCL. So I think he's going to really use the last two league games and the FA Cup game to get that 11 that he wants to go to Real Madrid with, or most of it anyway. Okay. Right? Maybe not, but you know, I think he's going to want to play with the front three and shit. So I think there he's going to play. I think he's going to go strong.
Okay.
Like Foden, like no, definitely not. I'm probably.
Well, he also had like his worst game since the restart. Worst game,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe in. I have so much time.
Oh,
for
he
Phil,
has
dude.
So much talent. He has so much talent.
I'm. I just love. I love him
yeah,
so much.
Yeah. I mean, if people think that I'm like shitting on him or shitting on Greenwood, not at all. Just because they've been bad for a game or two, it's like not at all. Like they're still like top talents, and I think so. But I'm just calling it like how it is right now for FPL. Yep. But well, that's it for questions. Anything else you want to talk about, or should we talk about captains? Should we talk more about free hitting this week versus 38? Like, what do you want to, or should we just go to captains and our teams and shit?
I don't know. I mean, once again, new lease on life. So we could do anything you want. I'm free. I'm flying right,
well, let's
right
go.
Now.
Let's go
flying.
Forward. Let's Was go it? Forward on the train tracks, and then we'll see.
Oh,
if
I'm
we
sorry. Wait,
off.
One thing. Oh, Newcastle okay. are totally done with the season. Like we're talking about Norwich, and I mean Bournemouth. I think to a lesser extent now that they've been doing somewhat decently. Newcastle are totally fucking finished with the season. So
their attack is still okay, though.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of just like being good, like they're not good.
They never were good.
No, they were good for a little bit.
You and Ryan Hemmings are the only people who think they've been good. It's just they're in trouble for next season unless they get that Saudi money. So we'll see.
They're going to just win games 3-2 next season. That's what they're going to do.
And then I'm down.
I like Brighton destroying them.
Brighton, I still can't figure out. All I heard in Slack all day while that game was on was like, Brighton are kind of bossing this. And then end of game, I'm like, well, they kind of got destroyed, actually. But like, they boss possession better than anyone. Like, Brighton are what Farke wishes Norwich were. Boss possession and play like nice football and not get relegated. That's Farke's wet dream.
Yeah, it's like a Leicester redux.
Yeah, Leicester with bad players.
I still just cannot understand how he doesn't fit him in the team. He's the best player on the fucking roster.
Pascal?
Doesn't play. Yeah. It's just a ridiculous, insane thing to me.
What about Mac Allister?
I don't know what he does. I see people talking about him a lot. That, I just like he's getting a
Mac
chance.
Mac Allister.
Yeah. I don't know what he's good at, and he confuses me. I did see two of his three starts of the games since the restart.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
He just seems like another random pressing cog who just doesn't know how to pass. Like
Lamptey is the class of the Lamptey. Club. Class of the
organization. We were talking about Lamptey next year. Forget it. Doesn't matter. Straight in.
I mean, he'll be 4-5, right?
Absolutely, dude. They have eight. They have like fucking no. Yes, he'll definitely be 4-5.
He's nailed into my team.
The problem is that Brighton don't keep clean sheets.
How many do they actually have on the season?
They have 8.
That's very few.
That's very bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah.
All right, so he's only nailed into my team if I can find a rotation, I guess.
Palace.
Two bitter rivals rotating together like gods.
It'll happen.
That's nice. That's like a beautiful poetic thing.
I want Burn.
Yeah, Burn, baby, Burn is
world class.
He's dude.
No goals, no assists, 8 feet tall. Doesn't add up.
Yeah. I agree.
Does
with
not
you
add
there.
Up.
I agree with you there. Okay, Burn's in. We're triple Brighton defense
triple,
next season.
Triple
Ryan, Burn, and Lamps. Amazing. All right, oh, now good. We're going on. So, captains, we actually got some cap questions. Paul M, he said, tons of shots and touches in the box, well-rested team, nothing to play for. Is Mo Cap a trap or a triumph? Frankenstein said, you guys made a good point last pod that FPL really comes down to picking the right captain. Oh, thanks, Frankenstein. With Pep rotation full effect, Liverpool
yeah,
and poor
totally
form.
Totally original. Original point from podcast.
Yeah.
No, never heard that anywhere before.
Yeah. Liverpool in bad form. Chelsea have terrible fixtures. Leicester managed by a donkey. Is Martial by far the best captaincy for game week 37 and 38? And then Ray and Jerry Jameson, is Wood Cap a thing? Wood Cap. Wood ear. Wood
so
ear mushrooms.
One thing about the Wood situation is just like Ings is two days rest. He also wasn't playing the whole restart and he's off two starts. He finished 90.
Yeah.
Still a little bit nervous about that.
He's fit though.
Is he?
I don't know.
Wood is fit. He misses. He has chunk injuries.
His cheeks are always red.
I don't think I would go Cap Wood. I mean, Burnley, dude, are you kidding? I don't think anyone has capped a Burnley player all year. And now it's
definitely
it's like
not.
We're captaining Wood. I mean, Norwich are bad, but I don't know if I like that.
Norwich are really
in fact,
bad.
I do
and
not
the point,
like that.
The point was that the others are like have a little sketchiness to them compared to most weeks. Which isn't wrong, I don't think, but Wood is still just such a punt.
I feel like Doc is actually a really good captain this week.
But he hasn't really been attacking.
Well, we just lost PVA and we don't have cover at the position. I guess Schlupp is back, so he probably is going to
Schlupp
start.
Schlupp and the child that subbed in.
Was it Pierrick who subbed
yeah,
in?
Yeah, no, it was... I can't remember his fucking name. It's like, he's not in the game, obviously. He's 16 years old or something.
Oh, I fucking know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I miss it. He's one of our actually big academy kids.
So I sent you that article.
I'm fucking spacing on it right now.
Tyreek Mitchell.
Yeah. He's supposed to be actually good.
Yeah, so I sent you that article about squad building or whatever that you didn't like, but it inspired me to start a career mode with Palace and FIFA. And Mitchell is just like straight in. He's good.
I don't really know what that means. I'm not going to lie. What is that? I don't know what that is, dude.
You know what? Never mind. Anyway. So it's Schlupp or Mitchell at left back, oh, and you're thinking Doc is just going to run train on them?
I mean, so my thinking is we're bad, obviously.
Yeah, Palace are bad.
Doc just had a rest, and he could come in with a big score, I think. I like that.
That's super rogue. You're wild, man.
But why not, right? I mean, Wolves have the extra day where we've been looking really bad for a really long time. We have no goals in the team. Clean feels really good. I mean, Wolves are at home. It's on Selhurst. You know, just seems like if I'm going like big diff, you know, I feel pretty safe that you're looking at a clean from Wolves, and you know, Doc's off the rest. So he could be a little fresher.
I like that challenge.
Versus like Wood, it's like, okay, will he get a goal? Like, okay, well, I feel like the floor is a clean for Wolves. So with Wood,
I think
it's like,
a clean is
two?
A lot more likely than a goal.
Yeah.
And then you have to evaluate more than a goal would be. Yeah. I feel you, actually. I like that and I support that.
I see. This is my issue, though. I target us when we're bad, because I know when we're bad, which is I'm pretty good. I'm actually really pretty good at that. Like identifying when Palace are bad and we look bad. But because I don't cap against Palace, then I can't expose him.
Oh, this is the problem with the rule.
Yeah, it's a problem with the rule. Maybe I'll just replace the rule with no Leicester next year, and I'll start.
It's a much better rule. Yeah, it's a better rule. No Leicester.
It's either both or just the Leicester, so we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I don't think Wood's good, though. I don't like the Wood show.
So what are the other caps we're looking at? Because, I mean, I think Man United are still a safe cap, I should say. Yeah. Like, I think definitely. Because they have everything to play for. They're going to start the starters, and it's West Ham. So that's still really good and probably where the majority of people should be capping.
Do you feel good about capping
any City guys?
I'm probably on Raz. Is probably my thinking right now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's fine. It's just it feels so bad when they don't start, but it really doesn't hinder their upside.
Raz's
really
minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Like,
but no. But his game log minutes: 45, 90, 29, 58, 78, 90. Like, that's nothing.
He hasn't been playing that much.
So I do feel like he's going to go strong to get the guys who he needs for RM in form. So I like Raz. I think Raz is the best captaincy this week from a safety standpoint. I like him more than the United guys. But the Liverpool's a little bit too odd for me, because Chelsea still do actually have to try. Like, they need to win games.
They need a point. Pretty good team, too.
And if Liverpool showed us anything against Arsenal, is that they can't be fucked. So I don't think that that's really the place to look.
Yeah. I've been there so many times before when I felt like, oh, like, blah, blah, blah is going to just, like, fucking destroy insert other good team. And, like, just a gut feel cap in that sense. And it almost never works out.
Almost never.
It's always a regret of, like, wait, why did I cap against... Yeah. Top six team.
Yeah, against Tottenham or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah.
United, though, like Bruno, okay. I wish I'd been watching West Ham games closer, because I don't have a good feel about if you want, you know, the tone, if it's like a Tony game or if it's going to be the half spaces like a Bruno or a Paul game. I don't know.
At this point, I think they're all Tony games. I'm not even just saying that because I love him.
What's like, going on with him? Did he just turn into a new thing?
He's just really good. He's playing with really good players. They have two of the best passers in the world. He's playing probably the position he should have always been playing instead of being fucking winger, which he's not.
He's a nine.
He's just fucking good. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. Like, West Ham concede a lot of chances. They concede a lot of shots.
So you like Tony?
Yeah, I mean, over Bruno, I definitely like him over Bruno. I mean, I guess since the restart, West Ham haven't been that bad defensively, but they're still West Ham and still pretty bad and have pretty bad players. And like,
that's been because of the fixtures more.
Yeah, and Bruno, I mean, like, he's been getting a lot of bullshit points. Like, it's the consistency is there from an FPL perspective. He returns every game, but like, I don't
know. I'm nervous about buying into this narrative and like dodging him because he, dude, he has.
I mean, I'm still, we still over 100 points. We still own
he
him.
He has, dude, he has over 100 points. He's been in the game since game 25. Yeah. He has more points than every Man City defender all year, and he's only been here for 10 games.
Yeah, okay. Every Man City defender, Arsenal defender, Aston Villa defender, Bournemouth defender. Yeah, yeah.
So,
no, I mean,
I'm just
not trying to say he's bad, but it's just like.
Yeah, but he has so many avenues.
Yeah, the avenues. That's been a new thing this season where we've been obsessed with avenues.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think I still need to do more understanding about like the Ollie versus Eriksen debates of, you know, do you want the guy with the set pieces and the, you know, in and around it, or do you want the finisher?
Yeah.
That always plagues me, dude. I feel like I'm just on the wrong side of it all the time. Cause like, you know, you see people are like, oh, really I want the score. I want the goal scorer. I want the shots in the box. But then the others are like, oh yeah, I want the Grealish, Madison, you know, Eriksen, Bruno types who get the occasional goal, but they're going to get the assist, the bonus points and tick and blah, 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 blah. Like the Kevins, you know, I just don't know. It still does my head in. Yeah. Still does my head in. Something's never changed.
It's really hard. It's a hard game.
One thing I know though, Ziyech. Straight in my team, first Sam.
Absolutely, first Sam in my team. I like Tony. Definitely wouldn't fault the Bruno cap. I mean, Rashford's fine cap too. Probably I would
really
cap
Rashford.
Probably
for Bruno.
No. I think all three are good. I'm saying.
Yeah, but no one doesn't have Rashford and doesn't have Bruno, right? Would you captain Rashford over Bruno?
If you're feeling a differential or something, or if you're just going off of form.
That's saucy.
Or if you think Rash will get the next pen or something, I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of pen points in Bruno.
That's true. I mean, let's be honest. You and me, dude, when we're looking at our Game Week 1 teams, we're not going to have Bruno.
There's almost no chance.
There's no chance.
And he's going to fucking destroy us.
Kill us. Absolutely. We're going to wild card in Game Week 3 to get him in.
And then he's going to blank for 4 straight.
Yes.
Yeah. Been there before.
Body's ready.
I've been there before. Oh, brother. I'm going to be starting with Chong over my team instead of fucking Bruno. That's going to be good for me. So who you're capping Raz, you said?
Yeah, I'm on Raz right now. I have a lot of work to do with how many hits and which players I'm removing because it's going to be several.
No idea who I'm capping.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm on Tony right now, but I'm probably... I mean, I have 2 frees, which means I'm probably taking like maybe five transfers or something. So,
dude, no, you no, got to... Yeah. You're in really good position for 100K.
You know how fucking annoying it is to have to be the responsible one?
It's not responsible. It's just good.
It is responsible.
Being good is good.
Every week, Lambs, you're like, yeah, I'm hitting this guy in, YOLO.
Yeah, you want to be 300K? All right, switch spots with you in a second.
Would you?
Absolutely, I would. Fucking fuck. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Something about that was so funny. Like, we're just fucking complete psycho addicts. Just like, you think I would switch spots to you in a fucking say? It's like a drama movie. Like, oh, it's so good.
I'm not going to drink this prison wine?
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I'm capping. I'm on Tony now, but might transfer in a cap. Kind of like your doc shout, but we'll see. You have been shouting lots of good things, even though you haven't been doing the
doing them. Yeah.
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 Richie with another haul.
Yeah, no, Doc's in my thoughts this week for a big haul. I like the Doc option here. I think he's
wow. Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
So what moves are you looking at, or do you want to just, you do know yet?
I mean, I definitely am looking at City, but I'm a little... I might just go totally off the radar and just do, like, some crazy shit because I don't have anything else to do.
Well, I mean, you're obviously getting Wood in, right?
No, not obvious. Not obvious. Okay. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure yet, you know?
Okay.
There are a few fixtures that I'm looking at that I possibly want pieces in. I'm definitely not ignoring the television schedule because I want to watch and have the fun.
Wood's a good shot there, and so is Ings.
Well, that's why I'm like, maybe I go with a little cheeky McNeil or something if I want to free a forward up for something else, you know, like an Ings. That's what I'm saying, you know, something like that. I'm not sure yet about it. But I'm also looking at City. Like, I definitely don't want Foden.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to start again. So, you know, I have Giroud and Pulisic. So, like, those three spots, maybe I just light them all on fire and do something with an eight and just get some fun guys in. So, that's what I'm thinking of is aiding those three players for some banter.
You triple Wolvesing this week for sure, right?
Probably not. I've been benching Saïs every week because it's fun.
I know, but they have Palace this week.
I know, but then that would mean I couldn't take an extra hit and get extra fun guys, so we'll see.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not like, oh my god, I'm so much happier I got an extra 4 points from Saïs rather than like getting someone fun in a different game, you know? Like, I want to do that. That's what I'm into. That's why I'm here right now.
I'm probably getting rid of Vardy, even though he's in terrific form, honestly. Like, really good. Was really good. I don't like him against a Moo bus, and then I really don't like him against Manchester United either. He's a long ways away from being the Vardy of like 3 years ago, where it was like, oh, top six game, he scores in all the top six games. Like, since Brodge took over, he's not that at all. He's not that guy at all. So
that's fair.
I really don't want him for either of those. I mean, I should just be thinking about one game week, not two, because free hit, but. I don't know. I was looking at like Vardy and Connolly to Ings and Wood for free. I could do that.
But what about Pulisic? You could still stick with your formation. You want to keep him for Liverpool?
I feel like Pulisic's fine. Yeah. I honestly feel like he's fine.
Okay. Like, yeah, I mean, I could see that.
He's on fire. I think there's going to be goals. The main argument against Pulisic would be like Klopp goes ape shit and wants a reaction or something. But that would have been the case every other week also. So yeah, that's why I don't think that that's going to happen.
They have FA Cup, right?
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday. Yeah.
I mean, I could also just do that and bench Pulisic, which is not unreasonable also.
Oh, yeah, dude. And I also shouted. I was telling everyone to bench Kevin to play. That was so genius by me.
Yeah. Well, you could just start Kevin and then have Egan auto sub in. I tried to trick Egan by putting him on the bench.
you should have put your problem. You have to keep him second on the bench.
Yeah, I tried to bamboozle him and he bamboozled me right back with a zero. Nice one, Alon.
He's like 30 points in 3 weeks on your bench, and then the one time he comes out, it's like, zero.
Actual zero. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't get a red card last time I had him in my lineup. So
that's pretty good.
And you too. Dude, Egan's absolute pantomime villain. Never again. He's never again for me. I'm never running him again. Cannot handle him. Hate him.
There won't be a single chef defender under five next season, right? They all have to all be 5+.
I mean, they should be 5-5. Like, they're going to be on point. Yeah. I mean, they have, 13 cleans? That's
assuming
elite.
They have Hendo, though. We don't know if they'll have Hendo.
Yeah, we don't know. Well, they might not know either the game. I still think 5-5 is what they're going to do. But if they have Europe and shit, it's going to be a mess. I'm not going to want to go near.
Mm.
Sheffield United, though, I mean, I put Egan last on my bench. I didn't even realize I still have him, honestly. It hasn't come into my radar. I mean, not starting him's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with my two frees is, like, my present lineup is really good and doesn't need any moves. Like, yeah, I could start Wolves, double Chef U at the back. My midfield is a fucking jizz. And then I have, like, Jim versus Palace. And the only... That's already a full 11 if I just start
Should we save into
save
free hit?
Save my two free transfers into free hit?
Maybe that's the new meta.
I mean,
I could start Connolly. I have so many options. I don't need to make any moves.
I guess I'm going to bench Pulisic. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's like the one glaring, like, why am I starting this guy on my entire team?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird fucking week.
This is a bad weird pod.
Or was it good? What do you think?
I don't know, man.
I think it was a kind of bad pod.
We had a bad one a few pods ago. A couple pods ago was really bad.
Last two pods really good, though.
Yeah, but maybe then three pods. There was one pod recently where I was like, oh my God, that was horrible.
Yeah, form is really deceptive.
It's not really that, like, fine, though, the amount of games and pods. Like, it's not cool.
No, so, I'm fucking brain dead, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure people hate us. It's fine.
That's fine. Let me slap an ass. We got one new Patreon sign up. Patreon.com/FMLBL. We got James Hurd. Slap that fucking ass, James. Get in there. That's it, bro. Any last words? Second to last pod of the season, sort of.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Check us out! At FMLBL.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLBL. Support us at Patreon.com/FMLBL. Subscribe, rate, review. Cheers!